Wow, really? Going to sleep already? Sure, it's so early though. Sleep well. I guess it's just you and me. Yeah, she's a good friend. She just baffles me with her semi-reasonable sleep schedule. Not even on a special occasion like this, you know? Big cuddly game night in. Having an honest-to-goodness slumber party, like a group of teenagers. I guess I really can't blame her. Are you sleeping yourself? No? Okay, great. I'm glad. Sorry, I guess I did sound a little over-enthusiastic there. I mean, the thing is I invited you both over because today is kind of an anniversary for me, but, you know, not a good one. Yeah, things get more emotional at night, and I thought it'd be a good idea to be with my friends and distract myself with some board games and junk food. So far, it's working. Oh, you're so sweet to ask. I'm doing okay. I've been better, but I've also been a whole lot worse. Things get easier with each passing year, and I'm more able to focus on the positives today. It's pretty late. No, don't worry. I'm not trying to lecture you to go to sleep. What I'm actually suggesting is it's hot cocoa time. For real, 100%. That's a part of the quintessential sleepover experience. Come on, come to the kitchen with me, and I'll start heating up the milk. All right. Can you throw 5 minutes on the microwave for me? I know I'm lame. I only have the microwave shit, but it's hot chocolate. Who cares? The sugar will help, right? Thank you. I don't know how you found the spoons. I can barely find anything around here myself. Soon enough. Treat we both deserve. How's, fuck, I cannot remember your partner's name. It's been a while, and oh, shit, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you two were separate. It really sucks. I'm sorry to hear it, love. I know I'm saying sorry a lot. How long were you together? Yeah, that's not easy. Breakups are such a pain in the ass. It's ready. Just a couple of mugs. Do you want marshmallows? There's no shame in that. Me too. Let's go back to the couch, and we can sit beside each other and gossip like the good old days. So, we were talking about your ex. I mean, unless you don't want to talk about that anymore. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's 110% okay, you know that. I'm just trying to be here for you. Me? No, I haven't had a breakup in months. Thank God. I've had enough toxic experiences lately, but it's not a problem right now. I'm more about the past right now. Nostalgia. Why? We've barely hung out since we were in high school together. Back when we had sleepovers like this every week, which, you know, it's really a pity that we can't do that anymore. We had so many good times. Too good sometimes. Well, what I mean, I got attached, you know? I was low-key obsessed with you back then. I was always happiest when I was hanging out with you. When we graduated and went to different states, I was kind of devastated, honestly. I had to reassess what was going on with me. I found a lot out about myself, and I'm a lot stronger of a person, you know? I'm not leaning on anyone else, just myself. I know when we were friends, I put a lot of pressure on you at the time, and you had some sort of sense of responsibility for me. Wasn't fair to you. Oh, no, for real. Don't make excuses for me. We never really had open communication at the time. We were still kids, thought that, adults hid all their feelings and all that. It's mostly my fault. I'm really sorry for ruining it. That you don't have to forgive. You'd forgive me just like that? I'm supposed to respond to that. I think I waited for so long to apologize. Because I always assumed that you were, or if I said it, would be mad at me. Thank you. It really is good to see you again. I can't pretend like I don't get that same little glow in my heart when I'm in your company. Oh, shut up. Come on. I keep my heart on my sleeve. I know. I want to be honest with you. That's all. We're best friends. How could I not be happy we get to see each other again? Did you really just say that's gay to the bitch who's had five girlfriends in the last year and a half? In the year of 2020, no less? Yeah, I guess it is pretty gay. Seen as it is, me, a gay, talking to you, another gay. God, do you remember high school? I thought I was into boys. Fucking. Ugh, Trevor. I know that I shouldn't speak down on him because I haven't spoken to him in ages and I don't know what he's like now, but he was an asshole. And I don't feel really that bad about Yeah. Glad he's out of my life too. I deserved better. The whole time, you probably know this already, but when we were in high school together, I got it in one. Wasn't exactly discreet about how much of a crush I had on you, was I? I mean, look at us now. Still talking, still friends, after all we've gone through. For real, though, I was so into you. Do you remember the first sleepover we had? When we were on, like, literally this exact same couch? Well, not this exact one, but imagine it, right? Yeah, you came over, watched movies for some reason. I blame the hormones. I had a panic attack. I think maybe I was just crying. I don't know. Point is, I was upset, and it was our first, like, bonding moments. Do you remember? Does that ring a bell? Oh, good. I wanted to make sure I hadn't dreamt it. Because even though I was upset, it's, one of my favorite memories. Oh, yeah, of course. Because you asked questions, you listened to me, you accepted me. And then, I mean, I can demonstrate. Just go over to the couch, lie down on your side, and I'm gonna lay right next to you. Yeah, we laid down on this couch together, facing each other like this. It's a pretty tight squeeze, Can only imagine what a hormonal, closeted gay kid felt. And you held me. Exactly when I needed it. And That still means a lot to me. You had your hands right here on my waist. I had mine on yours, like this. And you're just laying there, looking into each other's eyes. You said for probably about the 70th time that night that I was your best friend. My heart melted. It was all whispers and warmth after midnight. I gotta say, that hormonal closeted gay kid, she really wanted to kiss you. Like, you know, that whole sapphics can't ever say their true feelings and they just yearn. It was that. Sorry. Just for the purposes of demonstration, you know. I'm sure you're able to tell how I felt now. We should get to the hot chocolate before it gets cold. Oh. Yeah, no, we can stay here. I don't mind. I don't know. I don't know. I can't stop. I'm just getting a little wave of nostalgia. And I haven't been this close to another human being in a while. I don't even know how to act. Is it ridiculous that I'm feeling shy? Yeah, that's what I thought too. It's nice, though, having someone close. Getting, you know, real life. Physical contact, real life snuggles. It's an extra bonus distraction, you know? No, it's okay. I'm good. It's just a hard day, but being here with you, it's a lot easier, hun. You've brought a whole new issue to light, apparently, with the stuff going on. I'm crazy touch starved, judging by how much my body and brain is loving this. I am really high on the way that you're holding me right now. You feel good too? Okay, good. It'd be really weird if you wanted to hold on to me and snuggle me if you weren't feeling good and comfortable. Smell really good. Is that weird to say? Are you wearing perfume or something? Uh-oh. New shampoo? Okay. Maybe that was weird to say. Sorry. Really warm. Even with all the windows sealed, it's so cold. You're perfect. Love your eyes. They're so pretty. Like, you know, stunning little kaleidoscopes. I know it's weird to not close my eyes while you're snuggling, but I can't stop looking at you, and it seems like it's the same for you, or something like that. Hey, your eyes are just too pretty. What is your excuse? What? You, like, friend, platonic love, right? Like, that's what you mean, right? You can't be in... Oh my god. I never thought that you could feel the same way about me. Kiss me again. I didn't expect this at all. I'm shocked, honestly. Don't stop. That night when you held me, I fell in love with you. I've wanted you for so long, and I wanted to just hear those words. I'm so grateful. I love you. I love you. I love you too, God. I cannot believe how beautiful it is. Oh, to finally tell you. After all these years, even when we spent years apart, oh, you've always been on my mind. I've longed for this so many years. I've wanted you so bad. I think I need you right now. Oh, can I take this shirt off you? I kind of want to see, touch as much of you as possible. Come on, raise your arms. Good girl. Just like, oh, fuck. Holy shit, you're stunning. I've only seen the top half of you naked, and God, I've fallen even deeper in love with you. Can I kiss your chest? Yeah? Oh God, thank you. You're so beautiful. Your skin is so fucking smooth. It's heavenly. Yeah. Yeah. I can. You can. You. Oh, yeah. You. Hi. This is me. Darling. Kiss me again, please. God. Fuck. I want to taste you. No, like, really taste you. Oh. there's a lot to taste. Wanna race? They always say that if you can't laugh in bed with the person you're dating. Well, I think there's a really simple solution to our dilemma. How about I straddle your neck and shove this little part of me that is very needy into your face, and I give you the best head of your life. Sounds good, huh? 69 is a classic, after all. I still remember French 1. Let me just get this off you. God, you've soaked through your panties all the way. Fuck. You smell so good. Yeah, you can take mine off. Dreamed about this literally, like exactly this multiple times, both of us naked in love on a couch somewhere about to fuck. And God, you sure about this? I don't want to force you or make you uncomfortable. I understand if you need to go slow. I can't argue with that. Okay, lay down on your back. Let me get myself ready. Oh, yeah, you can touch my ass. Fuck. Okay, are you ready for me to lower? God, I am practically dripping. Okay, could. Fuck. Holy shit. God. Sorry. I've been neglecting you. You're just too damn good at that, aren't you? Fuck, you're so distracting. God, I can't wait to taste you. Okay. So good. Yes, yes. Yes. Fuck. It is really hard to know. Do this with your tongue like that. Fuck. God. Soon. Will you come with me? Can you come for me? Can we come together? Fuck, you're close. You're close, good. God, fuck. Okay, right on the edge. I'm gonna soak your face. I want you to do the same thing to me. All over, do it. Come right now, just let me. Oh God. Sorry, let me. Fuck. That was everything I dreamed. It was incredible. I needed that. You did too. Come here. Same position, not the 69th, but yeah. I know. Spooning is usually where you're supposed to go, but I need to see what you look like. See to see your eyes. Sorry, I'm a little flustered. It's so warm and soft. So wet and so gorgeous. How did you get to be so fucking perfect? It's not fair. Taking all the pretty. Hey, look, you can't expect my words to be very good when I just had the orgasm of my life. Oh, my best friend's fucking tongue. I love you. I never thought I'd hear that from you. Gonna remember that forever. And I love you too. I can't say anything better than that. I love you. I love you. Yes, you. Do you want more hot chocolate?